This is KSUB, the student radio station of Seattle University. This is the Culture and Language Bridge Show. This morning we're presenting language lessons, and we do have one language lesson left for you. So let's get started. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. I'm Louis.
Hi, everyone. I'm Rox.
Hey, Rox, are you going to teach our audience to speak Cantonese today?
Yes, I will teach some of the words and sentences on the handout that we usually use in daily life. Wait, Louis, I know your native language is Cantonese too. Why don't you teach us some Cantonese too?
Sure, let's get started, shall we?
Yeah.
First of all, we must bear in mind that Cantonese is an analytic language, which means we use verb orders, particles, prepositions, and discourse as the grammatical functions instead of using suffix attached to the nouns or verbs like in English. As a result, the basic sentence SVO is valid in most of the situations.
Oh, I see. Would you mind to tell us what does SVO mean?
Sure. It means the basic sentence structures that we normally use in English. We need at least subject plus verb plus object to form a sentence.
Oh, right. Also, I know that the verb itself in a sentence indicates no tense. Tenses are indicated by efforts of time, such as 昨天 means yesterday. Oh, we made a mistake on the handout in the second column. Do you see the phrase 明天? It doesn't mean today, it means tomorrow. And 今天 means today.
Yeah, no one is perfect, right? Sometimes we do make mistake on our first language.
Right. On the other hand, tense can also indicated by adverbs that put after or before the verb. Like 做 means an action that you completed. 干 means an action that you're doing right now. And 会 means an action that you do in the future.
Well, it sounds a little bit difficult for people who just start learning Cantonese to understand how to use all these tense correctly.
How about we teach some pronouns, verbs, and adjectives, and then we can use these components to create some sentences to practice. Practice makes perfect, right?
Yeah, here we go. Let's start from part 2, vocabulary. In the first table, there are the personal pronouns that we use every day. 我 means I or me. It depends on the situation. 我给 means my. 你 means you. 你给 means your. The interesting part is that we don't have her, he, she, it to identify a person or object separately in Cantonese. We just use one word, 口, represent it. And 口게 means his, her, is.
Okay, let's talk about verbs. 猴 means very or be. It always follows by an adjective. 猴 means go. And 想 or 要 means want. Got it? Okay, the next part is adjectives. Go means high or tall. Lang means pretty or handsome. Alright, let's try to create some sentences from what we have just learned.
Yeah.
For example, I want to say Louis is very tall. I'll say Louis 猴高. And if I want to say she is very pretty, I will say 她好靚. However, we have to be careful when we use 靚. We usually use 靚 while we describe female or objects. For describing male, we put 仔 behind 靚. For example, 我好靚仔.
Right. We use five W's to start our questions when we want to ask questions in English. How about in Cantonese? 邊個 means who, 乜嘢 means what, 幾時 means when, 邊度 means where, 點解 means why, 幾多 means how much. For example, if Rox wants to buy something and he doesn't know how much does it cost, he can ask the owner, 幾多錢, how much is it? And 錢 means money in these situations. Another example, if Rox is leaving right now, oh, I just ask him, 你去緊邊度? Where are you going? By the way, remember, 緊 means an action that you are doing right now. So, 去緊 means going.
Of course I'm not leaving right now. Let's talk about the words that we usually use in our academic life. We call our professor, 教授. For example, Miss Beck, we call 教授 Beck. And then classmates, 同學, study, 读, learn, 学, and major, 主修. We have to be careful when we use major because it can be used as a verb or a noun. For example, my major is Cantonese. 我的主修是广东话. I major in Cantonese. 我主修广东话. Unfortunately, I don't think we have that major in SU.
Oh, yeah. Should we move on the last page of our handout? It is a conversation between two transfer students at a cafe. We will read it in Cantonese first and then in English.
Sure, let's do it.
Yeah.
早晨.
你好.
最近怎樣啊?
OK 啦.
你上個禮拜去咗邊度啊?
我去咗西雅圖大學啊。
點解啊? Oh wait, read it again in English, right?
Yeah.
Before our audience get lost.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Good morning.
Hello.
How have you been lately?
Fine.
Where did you go last week?
I went to Seattle University.
Oh, okay. Let's start with why. 點解啊?
我想去嗰度讀書。 間大學好靚㗎。
我識個同學去咗西雅圖大學主修英文。
Oh, 死啦。 我嘅英文班遲到啦。你嘅教科書啊?
唔該你。聽日見。All right, let's read it again in English.
Okay.
Why?
I want to go there and study. The university is very pretty.
I know a classmate went there majoring in English.
Oh, my English class, I'm late.
Your textbook.
Thank you.
See you tomorrow.
Okay. This is the end of our lessons. Hope you all enjoy learning Cantonese with us. Thanks you very much.
Wish you all have a happy Friday.
Bye. Bye.
All right, thank you. We not only got a language lesson, we had radio theater this morning, so that was great. This is KSUB. It's 9:54, and you've been listening to the Culture and Language Bridge Show. This morning you've been listening to language lessons brought to you by the Advanced Academic Discourse Class, Section 02. Next Friday, you'll be listening to language lessons brought to you by the Advanced Academic Discourse Class, Section 03, also taught by me, Heidi Beck. And so we'll wrap up until next week. Thank you very much for listening. This is KSUB Seattle.